January 11, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. What my obedience to God costs other people. They laid hold upon one Simon, and on him they laid the cross, Luke 23:26. If we obey God, it is going to cost other people more than it costs us. And that is where the sting comes in. If we are in love with our Lord, obedience does not cost us anything. It is a delight, but it costs those who do not love him a good deal. If we obey God, it will mean that other people's plans are upset, and they will jibe us with it. You call this Christianity? We can prevent the suffering, but if we are going to obey God, we must not prevent it. We must let the cost be paid. Our human pride entrenches itself on this point, and we say, I will never accept anything from anyone. We shall have to, or disobey God. We have no right to expect to be in any other relation than our Lord himself was, Lord herself was in. See Luke 8:2-3. Stagnation in spiritual life comes when we say we will bear the whole thing ourselves. We cannot. We are so involved in the universal purposes of God that immediately we obey God, others are affected. Are we going to remain loyal in our obedience to God and go through the humiliation of refusing to be independent, or are we going to take the other line and say, I will not cost other people suffering? We can disobey God if we choose, and it will bring immediate relief to the situation, but we shall be a grief to our Lord. Whereas if we obey God, he will look after those who have been pressed into the consequences of our obedience. We have simply to obey and to leave all consequences with him. Beware of the inclination to dictate to God as to what you will allow to happen if you obey him. That's the end of Oswald's text. I think there are two really key areas of concern for us as believers in our obedience when it costs others. Maybe three. One is that it is our tendency not to want our activities to cost someone else embarrassment, money, pain, or any other kind of suffering. And as human beings, we don't want to be a burden to others. But in the economy of God, if we're going to be obedient to God, doing what he calls for at times will cost others something. Particularly difficult if it costs us our family. I think of the situation where a man is brave to the max and someone may threaten his life. But as soon as they threaten the wife and family, the man buckles under the tyranny. The other area of concern and difficulty for Christians in our obedience to God is that we may not want to be or too proud to be willing to receive things from others, who in the case of when God calls us to do something, which may be to give up something we own or possess, that we may need to depend on someone else's kindness and giving that has also been prompted by God, and we have to be humble enough to receive. Of course, the big area here is one of personal pride. But the most significant piece of this entire message is that if I truly will be a disciple of Jesus, and I will be truly obedient to his every command, I must understand and know thoroughly that it will have a cost to those around me, and I must allow them to suffer the consequence of my choice to follow Jesus.